Today, I want to offer my solution to that vexing problem known as Iran. I can sum it up in one word, and here it is. Nuke them into next week, and nuke them into next week this week. Here's why. They're our enemies, and they're trying to protect their borders from us. We have to fight them over there in Iran so we don't have to fight them over there in Iraq.
We interrupt this war to give you late-breaking news. Anna Nicole Smith has been spotted with Elvis in Kearney, Nebraska.
And besides, we have 10,000 nuclear warheads. If Iran builds one by the year 2017, we'll only be 9,999 ahead of them.
We interrupt the war to give you late-breaking news. Britney Spears has escaped from rehab and has dyed her bald head green.
I just think that guy, Ahmad Banana Fana Fofanajad, is a lunatic. We should never forget what he did to us on 9/11.
We interrupt the war to give you late-breaking news. We have an unconfirmed rumor from an unnamed source that Paris Hilton is the father of Anna Nicole Smith's baby.
And now, the British are going home, which proves we won in Iraq. We beat Iraq, we'll beat Iran too.
Anna Nicole.
And kill the evil dictator Saddam Hussein because he had WMDs. And now we'll kill the evil dictator Ahmad Jihad because maybe he'll have WMDs someday in 10 years or so, or at least he'd like to. The point is, America needs Iraq's oil. America needs Iran's oil. We need everybody's oil.
Paris Hilton.
Haven't you noticed how many SUVs we have?
Paris Hilton.
And speaking of 10 years or so,
Paris Hilton.
Then he who must not be named, but I'll give you a hint. The first three syllables are Osama bin Laden. Anyway, maybe by then he'll be dead, and then my president, who will be the longest serving American president of all time, can say, "We won the war on terror." I'm Carl Estrada, and that's my point.
Anna Nicole's body.